This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating Republic Day from the Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia also took part in the parade. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. The event concluded with a flypast of 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Su-30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228 and An-32 aircraft and Apache NMI-17 helicopters. Leaders from various countries have congratulated India on its 76th Republic Day. In a social media post, Maldives President Mohamed Moeizu conveyed his heartfelt greetings and said that Maldives will always cherish the strong bonds of friendship and cooperation with India, which are built on mutual trust, respect and understanding. Responding to it, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he fully shares his sentiment regarding the long-standing partnership between the two countries. Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Tobgay in his message said that India's spirit of unity and vision continues to drive remarkable achievements and inspire the world. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli extended his greetings on the occasion and said that the ideals of democracy and national unity will foster deeper ties of friendship between both the nations. President Draupadi Murmu hosted the at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day today. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries attended the reception. In a social media post, the president said that the guests enjoyed the vibrant, artistic and cultural elements that were displayed during the event. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort for the empowerment and prosperity of the farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers, especially invited by the government on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the importance of modern agricultural techniques and said that technology is being used to address farmers' issues. The minister stressed on the implementation of the farm-to-consumer model, whose objective is to enable farmers to directly sell their produce to the consumers, reducing the role of intermediaries and ensuring maximum profits for the farmers. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, suspended all assistance programs in Bangladesh. In a letter sent to all its implementing partners in Bangladesh, the U.S. donor agency, USAID, had directed yesterday to immediately stop, cease and suspend any work in Bangladesh under contracts, work orders, grants, cooperative agreements or other acquisition or assistance instrument. The action comes as part of re-evaluation and realignment of U.S. foreign aid in consistency with the foreign policy of President Donald Trump. In hockey, Odisha Warriors defeated Surma Hockey Club 2-1 in the final of the Women's Hockey India League 2024-25 at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda AstroTurf Hockey Stadium in Ranchi today. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours over UP, Bihar, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2-3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.